Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Jim McTague, former Washington editor of Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster County, back from Indiana, returning just in time to give us metrics in Indiana and in Pennsylvania at the same time, before and after Election Day. Jim, a very good evening to you. You were in Valparaiso for several days, and you had conversations with the manager of a popular restaurant and a contractor hanging a front door. What did you learn from the restaurateur? How's business? Good evening to you.
Oh, good evening, John. And let me say the leaves were nicer in Indiana than in Pennsylvania. Porter County, a lovely place. We went to dinner at the Journeyman Distillery, which has a Union Hall restaurant. It's a magnificent facility. It's in a factory that was built right after the Civil War as a woolen mill, and underwent a $40 million renovation. I talked to the manager. On the weekend, all 160 tables were filled with people waiting. But he told me, in general, business is off 3 to 5% this year versus last year, as people are much more careful with their spending. Let me add that when I got the bill, there was a dollar fee for historic renovations. Historic preservation. I don't think I've ever been into a restaurant outside of Italy before where something like that showed up on the check. My daughter is getting a hugely expensive front door put into her house. It's a $10,000 double door with glass panels, very elaborate. The contractor was bemoaning the fact that this is probably, you know, one of the last decent contracts he has. He says, you know, the bigger renovations that he depends on, you know, the $50,000 and $60,000 kitchen renovations, the $30,000 to $40,000 bathroom renovations, they've dried up. People are not spending money on expensive home improvements suddenly, and he says he is just scraping by right now. So that tells me that the economic pain, you know, the conventional wisdom is that it's only affecting the very bottom rung of the economic ladder. That's false. People further up the economic ladder are now being squeezed. It just hasn't showed up in the data yet.
160 tables, where they fill?
Yes, this was a Saturday night. It was packed. They serve Midwestern comfort food. I had a delicious meatloaf. I mean, it was exceptionally good. And like the restaurants in Lancaster County, they give you servings fit for two people, not one. Now, you know, now that the president is reducing the cost of weight loss drugs, I wonder what's going to happen to the restaurant industry when we all start taking these drugs and lose our appetites. Again, on the weekend, it's packed. But if you throughout the week, compared to last year, business is down 3 to 5%.
I learned from my Hoosier grandmother and grandfather that the secret of cooking in Indiana is everything's ladled with lard. Did you pick that up? It's very sweet. It looks like butter.
I didn't pick it up. I must admit that the meatloaf was as sweet as candy.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a secret that makes their meals very happy. I learned that as a child. We go from Indiana, land of the Hoosiers, back to Lancaster. Now, important here is that Lancaster had an election day that was victorious for the Democrats. Jim arrived right before Election Day, off to Costco. How's business?
A moderate. You know, the workers were, they complain when there aren't a lot of people. It was pretty slow I thought they said moderate business. They were hoping it would pick up. But I did my usual shopping cart survey, and the shopping carts, you know, they just had the essentials. There was very little impulse buying. So that tells me, too, that people are extremely cautious. And your Costco shopper is not the bottom of the economic ladder. The Costco shopper is generally very prosperous. So again, people further up the economic ladder are being squeezed, in my estimation.
I listened to you more keenly, except for this is the fifth year of you predicting a recession. So I mentioned to caution here. A slowdown does not mean a contraction. Now, from Costco, we're going to the lines for voting. How was it on Election Day? You're in Lancaster. You're outside of Lancaster City, but there's a county called Lancaster County, too. Can you discern the two votes?
No, I just know I went to East Hempfield. I voted in a Church of the Brethren basement. The poll worker said they had a huge turnout, much larger than any midterm election like this they can remember. And the East Hempfield is pretty much 50% Republican, about 35-40% Democrat. The Democrats did very well in East Hempfield. I think it's because the independents came out, the Republicans on the school board, you name it, dog catcher, whatever, they were all Trumpists. And there seemed to be a reaction against that in this county. So the Democrats were really, really energized. Probably a lot of Republicans stayed home, and they lost.
To the markets, you have two data centers due into Lancaster. One's building, one will be building. The markets have been predicting a correction, that's a polite term, a bubble crash in AI for several months now, and it appears that the first stage is in hand. Jim, your experience with bubbles, they're significant markers in one's career of investing. Do you see anything different in this bubble?
No, I don't think it's ready to pop. You know, just as a rule of thumb, I always reduce the value of my portfolio by 30%, because I think when this bubble pops, we'll have at least a 30% correction. But I don't think we're anywhere near that yet. And let me use my Mr. Car Wash measurement. That's a stock that sells for under $5 a share. You know, when that goes up to like $8 a share near its high, that means the market is frothy. But overall, the market is pretty tame. I think the market senses that we have a slowdown. I didn't use a recession word. It's a slowdown. But as the headwinds build, I think the recession will arrive very quickly. I see one maybe February of next year.
Walmart's and Amazon are both announcing layoffs. Walmart says 14,000. Is that going to affect Lancaster County?
Yeah, Walmart is a big employer here. I don't know how much they'll cut back here.
Amazon says 14,000. The number for Walmart might be different, but both are laying off. Walmart's is big there. Is Amazon big in Lancaster?
Amazon's huge. We have at least two football-sized field Amazon warehouses, probably bigger than that. So, yes, it's definitely going to have an impact on our local employee.
And your expectation for the winters, any new empty storefronts?
I think we won't see any serious problems until after Christmas. I mean, we'll have a surge at Thanksgiving. We'll have a surge at Christmas. And then economic reality will set in after the first of the year.
The governor is going to announce his reelect for next year. Is he popular in Lancaster County, Mr. Shapiro?
He's popular all over the state. So, I mean, he's strong on every issue but social issues.
Yeah, he's presidential timber for the Democrats. Jim McTague, former Barron's editor, now in Lancaster as a novelist. I'm John Batchelor.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.